This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As a boy in Mill Valley, Tom Killian grew up considering Mount Tamalpais as his own big backyard. It has also served as a lifelong inspiration for his art, which is just as strongly influenced by two famous Japanese printmakers from an earlier century.
I wanted to make pictures of Mount Tamalpais that looked like hokusai's views of Mount Fuji, because I love those hokusai and hiroshige woodblock prints from the 1820s and 30s in Japan. And so I started in when I was a teenager doing that, and I realized that if I really wanted them to look like Japanese prints, I should carve them into woodblocks or linoleum blocks, the Japanese carving tools, and I sort of progressed from there.
40 years later, Killian has published several books that feature his oriental-flavored woodcut images of California's natural landscapes from the High Sierra to the North Coast shorelines. And over this time, he has developed his own techniques for depicting these scenes.
First, I look at the bones, the topography, the geology. Then over that is the vegetation, like clothing. And I've developed this whole way of a vocabulary of markings, I call it, little different ways of using the carving tools to get the feeling of chaparral or redwood forest or grassland.
But Killian still fondly recalls his first book, a collection of pictures of Mount Tam he developed as a homage to Hokusai's famed 36 views of Mount Fuji.
Eventually, I got 28. I never quite got to 36, and I printed a little hand-printed book at UC Santa Cruz the summer after I graduated, and I printed it all on handmade Japanese paper. It had little haiku poems that went with it that I'd written. There were only like 90 copies. I took a copy of it up to give to Gary Snyder.
That, in fact, was Tom's introduction to the acclaimed poet and fellow fan of the mountain, who was, for Killian, another important influence.
He was my hero. He expressed an outlook on the world that I felt coincided with mine. He shaped my way of looking at the world a lot, I think, through his poems. And I knew that he had lived in Mill Valley and had written some nice little poems about Mount Tamalpais and Marin and San Francisco. You know, the fact that he spoke to a place that I knew so well also is what really grabbed me about his poetry.
Killian and Snyder have now collaborated on several books, including the recently published Walking Tamalpais, Poetry, History, and Prints, a lavishly illustrated volume that blends Snyder's journal entries, poems, and other writings with Killian's informal history of the mountain and its human visitors. These, he discovered, were surprisingly numerous a century ago.
They say that as many as 10,000 people would come over on the ferry and take the train to places like Mill Valley and Fairfax and head up onto the trails of the mountain. It was the most popular recreation for the working people of San Francisco in that era, from about 1900 to about 1930.
In his own hiking, Killian carries only a sketchbook to capture the scenes and vistas he may later choose to recreate. He has no use for a camera.
I only work from sketches, mostly because that's where the lines are. If you look at a photograph, you don't see the lines of the landscape or of the trees. The detail doesn't really come out the way it does when you're looking at it in the three dimensions of the real world. Anyway, Hokusai would never have worked from photographs.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.